Earlier in the show, you heard our blogger's take on all things DNC related. Now let's hear what you are saying on our blog, nprnewsandviews.org. I'm joined now by Jeffrey Bennett, the web producer for News and Notes. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
You know, Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton were among the big names making news at this week's DNC. Mm-hmm. What are the folks saying about it on our blog?
Well, so far, mostly praise for Michelle Obama. People like Aisha, who wrote, "She painted her family as an American wonder from humble beginnings. I loved every minute of it." And this from another reader named Alfred Bernheim: "Barack would never be the Democratic nominee for president without her." But there's also some criticism from some of our readers, like R.M. Mendoza, who wrote, "Overall, Michelle tried too hard to be something she is not. I think she would have come across better as the outspoken advocate that she is, instead of pretending to be the African-American version of the Waltons." And reviews of Hillary Clinton's speech are still coming in, but a reader named Ernice wrote, "I thought she was on point. I also liked how she tied together Harriet Tubman's accomplishments in the speech. Overall, good job, Hillary." So in addition to that conversation, we also have daily blogs from our two guest bloggers who were at the conventions.
Now, did you get a sense? I know we had both sides, which is what we're supposed to report. However, did you get a sense that it was leaning one way or the other with regard to how these speeches, Michelle's versus Hillary's, were accepted by our bloggers?
By our bloggers or by our online community?
By
our online community, I definitely say people were very receptive to Michelle Obama's speech. Not so much for Hillary Clinton, but I think, you know, just anecdotally, there are far more Barack Obama supporters than Hillary Clinton supporters on our blog.
I know I took more time on the political question than you were anticipating, but I also know that we have other things happening that are not necessarily political, believe it or not. Like what?
Well, this week we have a special clip of actor Glenn Turman. Some people might remember him as Colonel Bradford Taylor in A Different World or Preach in Cooley High. And he's been in the acting business for nearly 40 years, but just got his first Emmy nomination for his work on In Treatment. We've posted a video excerpt of some of your interview with him. So here's a part of that.
This is your first Emmy nomination after being in the business all these years. Does it matter that it's taken this long for this kind of recognition to finally come your way?
Well, it's actually great that at this late date, there's something that is making me so excited about being in this business.
Yeah, so that interview is on our blog right now, and the full interview will run on our show in the coming weeks.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios of NPR West.